Walk through the doors of the popular downtown Barry restaurant Bohemia and the difference is immediately apparent. The space has been rearranged, live greenery and flowers occupy the back section, the amount of indoor seating has decreased and display cases have increased. It's all part of owner Jill Dyke's master plan for surviving the pandemic and taking the business into the future. She, like many other downtown restaurants, was hit hard over the past couple of years with near-constant lockdowns and restrictions that were among the last to be lifted. We've regrouped because of the losses, from the pandemic and before that all the construction from Dunlop Street, says Dyke, which left her with limited options. There's only a certain amount that you can do. It was extremely difficult because we had no choice. Rather than trying to be everything to everyone, she decided to focus on what Bohemia excels at: delicious, real food, familiar wholesome tastes, flatbreads, focaccia, and pizzas with unique topping combinations, breakfast sandwiches, quiche, and desserts. All of it is made from scratch, using fresh ingredients, real butter and real vanilla. We're doing a lot less, but we're doing it intentionally, Dyke tells Barry Today. When I saw prices going crazy, I thought I really have to drill down and do what we best. We're amazing bakers of a certain kind. Right now we have two women, Jacqueline Stergiotis and Jennifer Hunt. They bake like crazy and they're amazing. The counter and three large glass cases include a variety of lemon bars, scones, muffins, biscuits, candied lemon peel, and more to eat in or take out. All of the coffee is locally roasted and run through an espresso machine and all of it is individual, made fresh, cup by cup. When the price of milk went up, she decided to get better milk, Golden Guernsey, from EB Manor Dairy, which makes for a creamy latte. Other drinks include lemonade, made with fresh lemons, and kefir water, a probiotic sparkling soda she loves because of its cool taste. Bohemia has also added a licensed bar night, with organic local wines, cold beer, bourbon iced tea, non-alcoholic drinks, and a limited menu such as plates of homemade crackers, pickled vegetables, and cheese along with a variety of crunchy and salty items, baked sweets, all of it counter service. Dyke did a successful run of it last summer, outside on the patio, and brought it back this year, Friday and Saturday evenings. Check Bohemia's social media pages for bar night dates and times. While the amount of indoor seating is less, it's for a good cause. Bohemia is sharing the space with Forgather Floral Co. Dyke has known the owners since they were 17 years old. Kenzie Churchward and Tara Chapman went to high school in Barry and both worked at Bohemia then and a little bit now, too. The sisters-in-law joined forces to start the floral business. They started 4 to 5 years ago and were practically wiped out by the pandemic. They do weddings and they're young. They needed a place to regroup and they still work for me a couple of days a week, says Dyke, who believes the two businesses are very complementary. It's a different vibe, feels solid and it beautifies space by 1,000. So far it's all working and there have been few complaints. The pre-pandemic Bohemia of 18 years ago offered more of everything, but it was a different time. Changes to the menu and hours have allowed Bohemia to keep costs down. It's not the same as 2.5 years ago, but what is the same? She asks. I love what we're doing right now. It's way more imaginative and it seems to be what people want. There is one element that Dyke is revisiting from the past. At one time, the restaurant featured art by local artists. When she found out Emily Boss, who works occasionally at Bohemia and the Flower Shop, did watercolor sketches inspired by her life, Dyke wanted to showcase her work. It will be on display starting June 24th with a bar night reception. Located at 125 Dunlop Street E, Bohemia is open Tuesday to Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.